Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You know, we've had a lot of different returns on this show. This is the first time we've had this one. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, joining us now. Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how we doing?
Good morning. I love that.
Well, so now that we're here, I mean, we'll get to the non-important stuff, like, you know, the Eagles passing game.
Correct.
Before a playoff game.
We have to deal with the more important issues. Yes.
And Hugh, we needed to come in with that audio because I saw this tweet yesterday, and Rhea, we need your perspective on it because you work with this guy every day. Quote, and this is from Joe DeCamera, lying in the bathtub, thinking about how it's amazing we haven't heard from or even seen Rich Kotite in years. It's like the man disappeared. The internet doesn't even seem to have a photo of him after his Jets days in the mid-90s. Wild. Almost 30 years. Rhea, your reaction to Joe's tweet in the bath?
I'm not sure which is more disturbing, that the man takes a two-hour bath every day or that he was thinking about Rich Kotite.
I think it's the first one. Yeah,
that's close, though.
It is. Well, the bath while thinking of Rich Kotite.
Correct. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I'm not, I mean, you know, once I was done being a kid and my mom was throwing me in the bath, yeah, I learned how to use a shower. You know,
I just don't get the idea of spending that much time in there. I'd feel so unproductive.
You'd be a prune.
That's what I don't get.
I mean, like, your body shrivel up. I mean, what are you doing? Like, what that's the question. That's the bigger question.
He reads a book.
Yeah, he reading. All right.
I remember the last time I took a bath, I was in college. I had been up for two straight days studying because I'm a crammer. Uh-huh. I don't really believe in, you know, spreading it all out,
sure,
and studying and all that kind of stuff. So I hadn't slept for 2 days, and I came home, and I ran a bath, and I poured a glass of wine.
And that was years ago.
Yeah, that's different, though, Rhea.
I was exhausted.
Yes.
Grown-ass man sitting in the tub reflecting on where the hell is Coach Kotite.
You played
now,
for him, right?
Or yes, no? I did. How much time do you spend thinking about Rich Kotite? And this is where I told Joe that I'm kind of with the camera on this sense that I did at one point wonder where Coach Kotite was, and I did Google to try to see what he was doing.
I'm assuming he's happily retired.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I wasn't in the bathtub. I wasn't on the toilet. It was none of that. It just was like, well, damn, haven't seen, heard from Coach Kotite since the Jets days, and he just faded away. That was it.
As odd as it is, if you had presented this to me and said, Joe, guess the person that Joe was thinking about in the bathtub for 2 hours yesterday, I would have guessed someone from the early 90s Eagles. I mean, Rhea, it was surprising, but not at the same time. This is what...
Those two things shouldn't go together.
No.
Yeah,
but I heard Kyle say earlier, you know, these two things can be... No, these two things can't be right.
No, they can't be. But that makes it right because it's Joe DeCamera. All right. Yes. Speaking of things that are right, the Eagles are winning games. It's every week, Rhea. Yeah. They win and they look good, except in one area. And that seems to be the passing game almost every week. So we started the show today by just kind of wondering, is this actually a big deal or do we just make it a big deal? And my perspective is it could become one. Like, it hasn't been yet. They've won, I mean, every game Jalen has started and finished, they've won since September. They've found a formula here. But it is.
They were very good against the Steelers. They were very good against the Bengals.
Yes. Other than that.
The Bengals, I mean, he was 9 for 9 in the second half.
He played very good.
Yeah,
he outplayed Burrow. But that.
Yes, he did.
Other than those games.
And that's important to point out. He outplayed Burrow.
Because he might need to outplay a big quarterback soon. Maybe Sunday, maybe the next week. But do you think the passing game is a big deal?
Well, so I was telling Hugh in all of my updates on Monday, you know, I pointed out, obviously, the Eagles won advance, how great the defense was. That, you know, Jordan Love was he was intercepted three times. And then I said, Jalen Hurts wasn't great, but he played mistake-free ball, unlike most of the losing quarterbacks this weekend.
That's true.
You know, Baker Mayfield, Herbert, who I'm tired of hearing how great Herbert is.
Yeah, he was awful.
Yeah,
he was awful.
He came up short in the playoffs.
I mean, it was what, like a 3-6-point game at halftime, and then it was just over in seconds. And Jordan Love. So it wasn't a big deal to me because they won. And listen, if they keep winning, it's not a big deal. But I think the problem is we've all skipped ahead to Detroit.
I've been there for a while. I just keep thinking about that game next week.
That's what it is, Rhea. And you're modeling that performance against what you think is going to take to beat Detroit.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's not enough.
If you get into a shootout, I mean, if you get behind. Now, the Eagles have been behind, and the defense has kept them in games. It started against Green Bay in Brazil.
It did.
I mean, the Eagles' defense holds them to, what, the two field goals after...
In the first quarter.
You know, after, I guess, a turnover and, you know, pretty bad field position. So it's not a problem till it is.
So, you're right about that. The analogy I was thinking about this morning, and I hope we don't get there, is the Phillies last year. The Phillies' offense was up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But their pitching was their calling card. Yeah. It was great. And then you got to the postseason against the Mets, and their pitching fell, right? For whatever reason, especially the bullpen, it just fell. And
more so the bullpen than the starters.
Yep, but they couldn't get up. And the offense, I think in game one, they scored, what, one or two? They scored 2-2 and one in the three losses.
But
they couldn't score.
The thing, here's where I think it's not so akin to the Phillies. We know the Phillies have a propensity to go absolutely, completely cold at the worst time. We've seen it now, what, 3 years in a row?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an Achilles heel of theirs. Because, Joe, and this is where it could be, depending on what happens, it's against the best competition when you get to the playoffs.
Right.
So they're facing tougher competition. Remember, the Mets were very good in the second half of the season, basically from the London series.
Mm-hmm.
They split they won that second one, and they were really good the rest of that year. You know, the Eagles play great defense. Saquon's their closer. And so they can win like that. I mean, I'm okay with him being, you know, as you love to say, a game manager, which I think that has a negative connotation. But, you know, you do have to throw the ball when the receivers are open.
All right, let's get to that.
Yes.
When you watched it on Sunday, what did you think?
And I was there.
Okay, first thought was they weren't as open as normal. My first thought was they weren't. Oh, well, you came with her. She came with evidence.
Rhea has visual aids.
My son is in mock trial at Roman, and I know how much evidence I've submitted it to the jury. It's just one play. Is David J. Brown open?
Yeah, he looked like he's sitting
Jalen
there by himself.
So. He was clipped off in that, but I could show it to you on the screen. Jalen isn't even looking in his direction.
Okay, yeah. So in the Rhea printed
he's
out.
Like, he's like right there by
himself. You know what this reminds me? This is the old school. Now they have the Microsoft Surface on the sideline, but they used to look at the printed out pictures.
Well, see, I'm like AJ Brown. I like to have stuff to read in my hands, paper.
To center yourself.
Yes,
like
exactly.
All right,
Hugh, you mentioned it this morning. College Open, NFL Open.
Yeah.
You are not getting Jahan Dotson open on every play. You're just not. You're not getting 7 seconds to throw the ball.
No.
Where Jahan's going,
he's sitting back there, right here.
Look over here.
And it's broken coverage because normally you're supposed to be sacked by that point.
You're just not. Guys are getting, like, there was one thing I think somebody focused on, and I believe it was a play to Saquon, a pass play. In the beginning of the play, he was covered, but he broke open. And Jalen ran out of the pocket with very little pressure, and that play was dead. And that was a play, I believe, they were inside the 15 against them early on.
Oh, I remember the play, yeah.
So, you know, there's just, I don't want him to throw for 300 or 400 yards because this team doesn't require it. I think it requires you to pass the ball. You know, I'm not the biggest Kellen Moore fan. You know, you will be the first one to tell you that. I think he changed how he was game planning on Sunday because he just saw that Jalen wasn't going to take those chances anymore.
Yeah, and I think they've done that at times this year where they feel like, oh, we don't... I mean, even the way Sirianni... They punted on Sunday against the Packers on, what was it, 4th and 4
really
from the 40,
surprised at
46,
that.
44. Yeah, yeah. And it was kind of like that no man's land where it's obviously it's too long for a field goal, but the punt went in the end zone. It was like a 25-yard net.
Yeah.
They usually go... I mean,
they usually go for it.
It feels like they fully have morphed at times to, let's just get out of here with a win. We don't need to do much.
Now, that could have been the smartest thing on Sunday because the defense was playing lights out.
And Jordan Love looked rattled.
And he looked terrible. Yeah. He was the... You know, listen, Jalen... of the two, Jalen was the better quarterback on the field that day.
By a lot. Yeah. All right, so let's get to your thoughts this week against the Rams. So it's funny, you mentioned the Mets with the Phillies. Because the resume for the Rams is not that good, right? They're 10-7.
They're the worst defense of the playoff teams.
They have a negative point differential. Yeah. Yet you watch them on Monday, and it's like, they look better now than they did when we saw them last time. What do you think about this?
It's easy to crush Sam Darnold. And, you know, when you get sacked 9 times, I saw, I think it was, why am I blanking on his name? The quarterback for Carolina, who they went 15-1.
Cam
Newton. I saw the Eagles crush him, like sack him like 9 or 10 times, and it was brutal. The interior of that line was not very good.
Yeah, they were not.
And that's been their biggest. That's why I wanted Minnesota. I wanted Minnesota in the worst way. Everybody's like, no, we want the Rams. I'm like, no, I want Minnesota.
Oh yeah, he holding on to that rock.
Holds it on, and so Jalen's got to be cognizant of that. They've got a young, fast, but the Eagles' offensive line is way better.
And so, we saw that in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it's funny. You take out those two long runs by Saquon Barkley, the 72 and the 70 in the Week 12 win. He still had over 100 yards rushing.
It was amazing.
I mean, it was just, it's insane. So to me, you know, you use the same formula. You run unless they stop it, and then you go after their secondary.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, the last time we saw these teams play, as Rhea said, I mean, that was the day that Saquon became an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 300 total yards.
It's insane.
Yeah, and somebody said yesterday, it's not like I'm not worried about the Rams, but I asked somebody that called in yesterday. They were talking about, the Rams are going to be this, that. I said, did they get bigger on defense?
No, they
over
did
the
not.
Last couple of weeks?
No.
And they
unless
they got
they're taking stuff.
Yeah, yeah. that deer antler.
Ray Lewis back in the day.
And that's the game plan, is to get back to, and you might have to be a little bit creative the way that you do it, but become road graders. Run those little guys over.
Yeah.
Because their game is speed. It's going to be cold. And I was telling Joe this morning, I used to hate playing in games like this because I was one-track minded. I just wanted to rush the passer.
Yeah.
And then normally.
Really, you were after sacks.
That was it.
You were hunting.
That was it. And
I would have ripped you back in the day if we were on the air.
And in games like this. Normally, you don't throw the ball a whole lot. It's a running game, and I used to hate that. And that's
the game was going to be over quicker in the cold.
Yes, but that's the game that we need to play.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, people that are up in arms about the way the quarterback's playing, I'll worry about that next week.
I'm not worried about that
this week, because this week I don't need that. This week I need a healthy running game. I need – you know what I'd be more concerned with? If something was wrong with one of those offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Saquon. But if something was wrong with Jordan Mailata, I would be, he ain't playing. Would be my issue.
And that's the thing. And, you know, I came in here with you guys after the Washington game where Jalen went out, and I went, I didn't really like this offense without Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
This offense works with him doing what he's doing.
It's the weirdest thing. Yes,
yeah, but,
it's the weirdest thing.
But that's why Saquon has been so great, because of his threat to run.
He gives you the best chance of winning.
But it doesn't mean, you know, it's like the slightest criticism of Jalen Hurts, and some people get offended.
Oh, their antenna goes right up.
I mean, it's just like, he didn't pass the ball great, but they won the game, and I was super happy about that.
Well, yeah, but I think that's the way a lot of people deep down. But that stat Shield had was amazing. The Shield Kapati had a stat in the last 10 years. It was the least efficient game by a winning playoff quarterback.
Yeah.
It's like we don't see this very often.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of that is because a lot of people can't differentiate between whether or not it's real criticism or cold.
Yeah. I
because
said he
that's
didn't play great.
Yeah.
I didn't say
you know
Tanner
Rhea,
McKee should be in the game.
And you know what,
by the
Rhea,
way, LeSean McCoy said that on TV.
And it's unfortunate because when it comes to a black quarterback, that is the sensitive nature of the conversation.
Well, you know, what I always hate is, like, you can say, hey, he didn't look great. It's when people go, we can't read defenses. I'm like,
Well, when you lead with that, it kind of puts your radar.
What is it called, a trope?
Up. Yeah.
You know, you can just move on from that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you are allowed to say that you don't think he
every
was
day,
great.
And let me tell you, there is not a area or a place that I've been where the quarterback gets the most heat. Hell, and you know what the irony of all of this is? In Atlanta, a lot of people didn't like Matt Ryan. Because he was white. like all jokes aside, there were
they
black
didn't
people
like
that
Matty Ice?
No, they didn't like Matt. I remember, and I'll never forget it, Rhea. Matt did, this was the year that they went to the Super Bowl. He had an appearance somewhere, and nobody showed up.
No.
For nobody
the starting
showed up
quarterback?
For the starting
didn't
quarterback.
Did he win the league MVP that year?
Yes, but this was before the season started.
Right, okay.
And I used to tell, like, but he – The reason why a lot of people didn't like him is because they felt like he took Michael Vick's job. And, you know, Atlanta, the fan base in Atlanta is different. Yeah, it's different in Atlanta than it is here in Philadelphia. Sure. And that was the thing that he battled. And I remember being on air, and I would say,
not exactly mobile.
Yeah, and I would say Matt Ryan is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and people would push back, and I'm like, dude, you're gonna miss him when he's gone.
Yeah.
So I hear it, and I understand.
Oh,
where some people are coming from.
A facet, you know, when you hear it from some
quarterbacks kind of, always get the most heat.
Thank you. Like when somebody goes, why is it just Jalen getting the heat for the offense? And I'm going,
he's the quarterback.
He's the starting quarterback.
Always get the most heat.
I mean, it's like, why in Philadelphia? Go to any city. They will have their except maybe when for Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, they're
you know
above
what?
It,
I would venture to say, I don't know. Maybe they probably got some guys, but it's not as loud because of the way they play. But I'm pretty sure they got some detractors.
Well, the other part with Jalen is we've seen him play differently in the past. Like, he always plays similar stylistically. But, Rhea, 2 years ago, he had 5 300-yard passing games. They were more bombs away 2 years ago when they made the Super Bowl, including the Super Bowl game where he went shot for shot with Mahomes. It's just this year.
He was better than Mahomes for a lot of the game.
This year, we've only had two of those games, right? You mentioned them, the Pittsburgh game
and
Cincinnati. So I think that's part. When people call in and they say, well, he's done it before, he can do it again. Of course he's done it before. We just have seen it less frequently this year. So if he has to do it next, like if we play this out, and here, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to jump ahead.
You're already in Detroit.
I'm in Detroit. And then the next week or 2 weeks after that, it's a great quarterback, whichever one, right? It's Mahomes, it's Allen, or it's Jackson. I'm going to guess it's Mahomes, but whatever. Like,
I'd like it to be Mahomes.
You want the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it? Or you think they're the weakest?
Oh, yeah, because I'm really a masochist. I'm not, no.
Well,
you
want to be
they
Andy?
They haven't been that great this year.
I know, but they're...
I know, they're still 15-1.
They've been better lately.
Yeah, they have been.
I know.
They have been.
I mean, there's no easy one, right?
No.
There's three
Pick
great
your
quarterbacks.
Poison,
exactly.
Yeah.
I just think in those two games, we're going to have to throw the ball more to beat Detroit and then win the Super Bowl than we have so far. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe they do this. I just think it'll be a big deal. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Rhea. Hello. What's up, man?
What's going on,
Terrence, what's up, pal?
Man, I'm in a great mood, man. I'm just leaving traffic court. Got dismissed.
that's better than the alternative. That's for sure.
A win is a win.
I never knew that if somebody making a left signal that you couldn't go around them if they were going left. I never heard that. So I had to fight. I had to fight for my rights, and they got dismissed, man.
Did you go around him on a shoulder? Or like
he was going left. He told me to go. I think he was lost. He told me to go left. He put his hand to go around him. So he wanted to go left, but he went back and cut back in front of me. So I guess he was lost. And
I think you were unlawfully sighted.
That's what the cop told me. Yeah, I was on his shoulder. But I never heard that before.
Well, Terrence, I'm glad you won. I'm rooting for you in this.
Yeah, man. So the Eagles got to win next, man. Here's the thing with Jalen, man. What Jalen Hurts, we all know, I think this is why a lot of fans are upset. In that Pittsburgh game, I feel like Jalen Hurts was getting back into the offense was looking dynamic. And I feel like the last couple of games, he hasn't looking like that. And I think the fans are freaking out about that. And I know they were saying it. For Jalen Hurts, he's not going to throw the ball if there's tight coverage. I know a lot of the Green Bay Packers cornerbacks, they were step for step with these guys, but we know Jalen Hurts, he's not going to throw the ball unless you're wide open. That doesn't happen a lot
in every game,
especially as you face the better defenses. Yeah. They make it harder. Yeah.
And where he might throw a deep ball to AJ one on one, but he's not going to throw it in. And when it's try for try on a regular route, like a post route or something like that, he's not going to take that chance, I don't think. So I think a lot of fans are upset. We've seen this time and time again. I heard Joey say this. You said it with the Phillies, with the Sixers. Time and time again, I asked Kyle this. In a playoff game, and this is all you guys, what do you think what causes losing a playoff game more, our offense or our defense?
If you know, like this team, this Eagles team, if they lose, it's going to be the offense.
In the Super Bowl, they lost because of Jonathan Gannon's
defense.
Oh, that
year, yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold up. Y'all saying if we lose this year,
it's going to be
because of the offense?
What about the defense?
The number one ranked defense,
I trust them to play to play at a high level.
So wait a minute. Let me, because I'm
are you saying in like a 17-10 game?
Okay, yeah, but if you talk about getting dragged all up and down the field.
No, but hold on. But like, let's play it out in Detroit next week because my mind is there. Okay,
right.
Detroit has the second most touchdowns in the history of the NFL. We're not going to hold them to 10 points, right? They're going to score.
Why not?
Who has?
No. We are the best defense. We are the best defense in the NFL. I wouldn't expect nothing less than 17.
17? Yes. And they're building on that fast
yes.
turf?
Yes.
So that's where we differ.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I expect. If it's over 17 points, it's on defense to me.
If the Eagles' defense holds them to 22,
yes.
you'll take impressed. 22.
Oh, I'll take 24, and then I'll ask the offense to score 27. Jalen Hurts and the offense better be prepared to score 27 next week to go win that game.
Yeah, and I feel like I feel like the offense has a better chance of collapsing, more chance than the defense, like you said. I feel like our defense was staying stout, and I feel like our offense has been so choppy lately. The offense has been very choppy lately, and I feel like the fans are kind of on edge with that right now. We got to see it. I don't know if it's Kellen Moore with the offense concept. I don't know if it's Jalen Hurts or the wide receivers got to sit down. I know AJ said he was open a lot, but AJ looks hobbled right now. He wasn't open a lot. And to me, I'm looking at him as an X factor in these playoffs. And if you don't get the best production out of A.J. Brown, we all know Hurts is going to get the most criticism of Nick Sirianni. But we got to look at this whole offensive unit, man. And it's going to be some point in the playoffs where they're going to stack the box and Saquon's going to have a tough game. I mean, you got to expect that. And we got to expect Jalen Hurts to be able to perform. So I do need Jalen Hurts to play better. I know he's coming off the concussion. But this game right here is going to show me where we're headed, because the Philadelphia fans have been seeing it time and time again of heartbreak. And we all know there's Lamar Jackson. He's a veteran quarterback. We cannot take plays off with him. You guys just said the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes. Even Detroit, we have to score. So I feel like Jalen Hurts and his offense are going to have to muster up and have some decent outgoings coming up.
Oh, I think so too. Terrence, we preached the phone call.
So, Hugh, the Detroit Lions were held under 20 one time this year. In their only loss.
Who did they
week
play?
Week 2, Tampa.
Buccaneers.
Caught them early.
I think that
and
game.
And that was with Ty Bowles and that defense. And I expect the same thing from this Eagles defense. I was just looking it up. What did we hold the Baltimore Ravens to? I forgot the score.
19. Before that jump.
Yeah, 19. Yeah, before that garbage. Man, listen. This is just me probably projecting what I think that they're on. Because Detroit, I look at these matchups, just like this weekend when we talk about Detroit against
the Commodores. Go Commodores.
Home title game next week?
Yeah. It's these intangibles. This defense, the Detroit Lions defense, has played tremendous under the circumstances.
It's astonishing.
It's tremendous.
That guy should be the number one person people are looking for.
Aaron Glenn. He was a former teammate.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I talked to Aaron. I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks because, you know, we get close to that matchup, so I ain't got nothing too much to say to him. But I look at it like this. The matchups matter. And the intangibles matter. And in this game against the Commodores, Jaden Daniels is that intangible. They haven't seen anything like
that
all season long. And on the flip side of that, when I look at what that – say if we get to this game and it's the Detroit Lions. When I look at the way that defense – their defense against our offense and our offense against their offense against our defense, I think the matchup favors our offense. You know, because our defense is better because they haven't seen the defense like that.
No, they haven't.
The fast linebacker play, the dominant D line play, the fact that our secondary is as good as it is. Yep. Their receivers, on average, they're not as big as the receivers that Quinyon goes against and Cooper DeGene. That's an advantage to me. So, yeah, I expect 17 points, none less than 17 points.
I can't wait for next week. Aria, before we let you go, Kellen Moore officially requested for a Cowboys interview. Are you going to be sad to see Kellen go if he goes?
Hugh, would you like to answer for me?
She said she'll help you take him to the airport. It's funny, right? Because Rhea, you know Rhea, she does an update. She's on top of all the news. And when the story broke.
The Saints dropped.
She said, I'll take him to the airport. I was like, oh, I just laughed.
I said we could drop him off at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what she said.
He feels like the Cowboys coach. Like he's been there. It's like Jason Garrett all over again. I think there's a real chance they give him the job.
I don't think he's a terrible coordinator. I just haven't been a huge fan of his this season. But, you know, he's way better than Jason Witten, who is, I believe, never coached at any professional level.
Well, I miss him as a broadcaster. I miss him using those
cuts. What do you got fired? Jason, not Jason. I'm thinking of
Jason Garrett.
I'm thinking of Jason Garrett. My fault.
The Jason Witten was a disaster.
What was worse, his toupee or his actual?
Hold up,
play?
He wears a toupee. Oh, I got to Google.
He did on TV.
Jason Witten has a toupee.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he has it anymore.
Seriously, everybody knows this but me.
Yeah. How are you just learning this?
You're missing this
because I guess I never paid attention.
I bet you didn't realize Ted Hansen had one. Danson had one either.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, the only person I know that wears a toupee is Whitlock. Whitlock has the fake.
No.
You didn't see Rhea. He has a full rug on the top of his head.
I did not know
Jason had the toupee. I did not know that. But Jason Whitlock wears a rug.
Off-season summer like idea. We quiz you on is toupee or not. And if it,
no, you know what? While you playing, I might, like, because that seems like it's the easiest route to go. I'm just going to get me a toupee. I'm going to get me an afro. Bring
please,
back the afro.
Please do. I think that'd be great for the show.
The way the Rhea's
215-592-9494. Hugh's getting a toupee. A lot to talk about here. All your calls coming up, plus a couple things a former wide receiver had to say about the Eagles passing offense. You're not going to want to miss this. Thank you, Rhea. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully, the NFC Championship game. Our midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. Coming up at 12 o'clock, what Jason Kelce said about this game against the Rams and the Eagles' passing attack. We'll get to the weather on Sunday. We could be having a snow game here in Philadelphia. And are we saved or screwed by this referee assignment? We'll get to all that over the course of the show. You're going to hear in this segment from James Jones, former NFL wide receiver, what he said after watching the Eagles and how they played against the Packers. Your phone calls here. Is this Eagles passing game a big deal, or is this much ado about nothing? Big V is in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Joe Gilio Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, Wiley Kyle got on me, but so I'm going to be a little more nicer. But
you know what? Shut up. Well, now bring it. What do you got for us, Big V? Come on, let's hear it.
It's much to do about nothing.
Of course it is, yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You look at Jalen, and he's doing the main thing that they asked him to do. Keeping the main thing the main thing.
Do you think they asked him not to complete a pass for two quarters on Sunday? Was that part of the plan?
No, they asked him, do not put the ball in harm's way. Mm-hmm. Do not throw an interception. And he's done that. And we're winning.
But they
were two of the main things that would cause us to lose. So why don't people just admit that, you know, they don't like Jalen? You know, rather than going through all this bull crap. Oh, the passing game. Cut it out.
But hold on. Big V, stop. And let's not pretend this is a top 10 passing game and people are still complaining about it. The complaints are warranted in that they don't throw the ball particularly well. And there's a concern that it could bite them at some point. I don't think that's about Jalen. It's about the reality of, I mean, they just had a win where they barely cracked 100 yards passing. I mean, that's odd. That doesn't happen very often in the NFL postseason.
Listen. Joe, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL would like to throw under 100 yards and still win. It's much to do about nothing.
So far. Big V, hold on. In the Philly season, their offense went up and down. They went cold. They chased pitches. And I kept hearing this wasn't a big deal because they have the best pitching staff in baseball, and they're going to shut everyone down. And they got to the playoffs, and what happened? They got hit, and their bats couldn't respond. Like, we need to be able to have a well-rounded attack to win the whole thing.
Well, see, here's the best thing about the Eagles. They are the most balanced offensive team in the NFL.
No, they're not. The Lions are. I mean, you're making things up here. The Lions.
No, right.
Wait a second. The Lions throw for more yards and run for nearly as many. They're more well-rounded on offense. Now, we have a better defense, and Hugh's pointed this out, and obviously that's going to be potentially next week. We're a more well-rounded team, not a more well-rounded offense than them. That's just not true, Big V.
I think that our balance is complementary. We've got a passing game. Jalen has enough weapons to throw to, okay? The whole issue is that Jalen is being extremely cautious. But it still wins. Let's keep it the main thing. We're still winning. Mm. And Jalen consistently progresses in terms of what he does. Now, everybody saw that exciting game where Jalen's hot. He's throwing in Pittsburgh. Everybody wants that. I can understand that. You want the show. You want the flash. You want the glory. You want him to look spectacular. But here's the thing. If I got my choice between winning and looking bad, or not quite impressive, or looking spectacular and losing, I'm going to take the win.
Well, of course, everyone would, Big V. You're not breaking any news with that one. I mean, that's of course we're going to choose to win. We're going to want to win. The point is, can they win like this in the biggest games?
Joe, read the room. Hugh's laughing because it's called checkmate.
No, it's not.
Is that why I'm laughing?
It's called you being silly, and I'm just having fun with you. Like, of course. You see, you're saying something like, would you rather go outside and it's beautiful weather, or it's extreme hot, extreme cold? Like, you'd rather nice weather. Like, of course.
That analogy didn't help you. You want to try something else?
Well, no, yours didn't make any sense, Big V. Well, no, that's all right. We're done with Big V here. All right. Can we go to Ken and Cinnamon Sin? What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up? Man?
So am I the only one who's finding the irony in Hugh Douglas saying, don't worry, because defense is going to carry the day?
The irony's thick.
Ken, it's no irony. I never said that. Like, see, this is, I think, where a lot of people got misunderstood or misconstrued was, I said defense is a luxury, not a necessity. And I still believe that. But we got a good defense. I never said we didn't. But see, somehow this has morphed into, I hate the defense. I've never said that. I just said you don't need a defense to win a Super Bowl. And I still believe that.
But this team does. Right?
I'm not attacking you, Hugh.
I'm not. I don't feel attacked. I'm trying to explain it because a lot of times, I mean, especially this week with the beard and everything, people felt like I was anti-defense. And that wasn't the case. I still feel the way that I feel. I honored the bet, but I still feel the way that I feel. It's not a necessity.
Hey, man, you believe it? You believe it. Stick to your good man. Stick to what you believe. No, I am going to attack Joe, though, and Kyle, who, you know, I think I'm going to have a whole case of Depends or Huggies sent down there for you guys so that, you know, while you're wetting your pants for the rest of the week, you'll be protected. The whole thing that we're missing here is that this is an offense that is not dependent on Jalen Hurts throwing for 300 yards, throwing for, you know, five touchdowns. Joe, I've been telling you since before the Baltimore game that when you were out there and you've consistently been saying basically the same thing, which is eventually Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw them back into a game because they're going to be behind by three touchdowns.
Well, I never said three touchdowns. I said 10 points. But yet, well, so far, it hasn't happened.
Well, I told you before the Baltimore game they would not trail by more than 10 points the rest of the season, and they haven't. They don't give up points. So the thing about this is the game that Jalen played against the Rams the last time they played the Rams was one of the best games he played all year.
I agree with you on that. I like the way he played that. Yep.
And he had 180 yards passing, I think. So this notion that eventually Jalen Hurts is going to have to light up the skies for this team to win is wrong. We're just not accustomed to seeing this kind of football in 2025. I am not saying that Jalen Hurts played a great game last Sunday. I'm not saying that. I'm not even coming close to suggesting that. But even in the worst games he's played this year, go back to the Carolina game, because that was the game that started all the controversy with AJ and, you know, we need a better passing game and all that stuff. Even in that game, Jalen Hurts made four or five plays that are difference-making plays to win the game. All you need out of your quarterback in this offense is for him to not turn the football over, which he has turned the football over in one game since the bye. That's it. Don't turn the football over. And make four or five plays when you need them. And Jalen Hurts is the kind of guy who can make those plays. He's not Sam Darnold. So this notion that, you know, if they go to Detroit, all of a sudden now they're going to be this aerial shootout and it's going to be, you know, back and forth up and down the field. If it's back and forth up and down the field, they're going to lose because this team is not built to win that way. So this you just have to – if the guy plays – within the framework of the offense, if he's in complete command of the offense, if I see Jalen Hurts go out and look exactly like he looked the last time they played the Rams, where he's in complete command of the offense, every decision he makes is right, he's doing the right things with the football, he's not turning it over, who cares if he has 180 yards passing? He needs to be in command of the offense. Every good quarterback is a game manager. It is not an insult.
I agree with that, but the point you made about next week in Detroit, if it's up and down the field, it's over. Like, I'm just supposed to shrug my shoulders and say they can't score enough to win, that we're done? Like, that doesn't feel right.
It's not the way this team is built. And, oh, by the way, this, you know, first of all, let's get the snowball.
But I disagree with that. It's what we have accepted. They are built that way. They spent 250
million.
They spent two. It's like, Ken, this is like telling me last year's Phillies aren't built to come back if their pitching fails.
Analogy between this.
There is, Ken. There absolutely is. Ken, last year's Phillies spent $1 billion on their offense and became a pitching team. That's the reality. They spent $330 million on the outfielder or became a first baseman. They spent $300 on a shortstop. They spent $100 on a right fielder, $100 on a left fielder, became a DH. They spent close to $1 billion on their offense to become a pitching team, and then their offense failed, and we were supposed to shrug our shoulders and say, well, the pitching failed? The Eagles spent $250 million on a quarterback, $100 million on two receivers, and they have all these great offensive linemen. And I'm supposed to just say if the Detroit scores 30 next weekend, oh, well, we tried. So, no, the offense needs to keep up.
Can I respond to that?
Yes.
Is there a quarterback in the NFL that you can think of that would have had the opportunity
to make the play that Jalen Hurts made to Jahad Dotson in the back of the end zone?
No,
there's not, because there's only one quarterback in the NFL that gets to play football behind that offensive line. This team is built to win at the line of scrimmage. It's why they're good every year. It's why they're hardly ever, you know, irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
They had the one bad year. This team is built on the line of scrimmage, to win on the line of scrimmage. Yeah, they pay wide receivers. Yeah, they paid the quarterback. Everybody has to pay the quarterback. Everybody has to pay wide receivers if you're going to have wide receivers. But if you look at the way this team is built, if you look at the way this team prioritizes in the draft, they prioritize the line of scrimmage for the most part. This team is built to win along the line of scrimmage. That's what wins them football games.
I agree with that. I agree.
What that allows you to do is win football games in a number of different ways. You can win football games running it. You can win football games throwing it. I have no doubt that if the Eagles need to throw the ball 30 times to beat somebody, that they're going to be in a better position to do that than any other team in the league, because they can do that with the best offensive line in the NFL protecting their quarterback and affording him the time to make the throw.
They have that. But I wouldn't agree they're better than anybody else. I mean, if you're telling me it's a shootout and it's a throwing game, the Buffalo's in a good spot. The Chiefs are in a good spot. The Lions are in a good spot. Their quarterbacks have played at a higher level. I just think we've accepted this, Kyle. I think it's become...
What's that?
We've accepted that their passing game isn't very good. It wasn't supposed to be this way.
Copium.
It is. It's total. Like, not a big deal.
This is like, wasn't supposed to be this, like
is, this. That's why I keep going back to the Phillies. Did anyone, when they built the team, think, there'll be a pitching team? No, when they signed Harper and Turner and Schwarber and Castellanos, they're supposed to smash their way to a championship.
But we don't learn our lessons here. We were 10-1 last year, and everyone yelled at us for yelling about the defense sucking and everything else that was wrong with the team. And then what happened?
It cost them.
Of course it did.
It cost them. All right, let's hear from James Jones, former wide receiver. Can we get an offensive guy's perspective on this? Because, you know, on this show we have a defensive guy in Hugh Douglas, who took sacks away. Well, used to be defensive guy. We have me. We have Kyle. How about we hear from James Jones? This was interesting. He watched the film. Here's what he said, FS1, about Jalen Hurts, the passing game of these wide receivers.
Jalen Hurts really has us forgetting how good these dudes are. These dudes ain't just always wide open. Throw the ball over there and they'll make you right. Right here, Jalen Hurts ain't even in the game. He ain't even in the game. And the backup quarterbacks know, throw it over there his way. McKee knows, throw it over there his way. Right here. We just got a straight go ball in the red zone. Pause it right there, Acho, for me. Is that open, Shady? Is that, just help me. Is that open?
It's really not, but it's AJ. He's always
open. It's AJ Brown. Throw it over there and giving them opportunity. Ain't nobody open, just like they always show on the tape. But that is open when AJ Brown is on your football team.
I just think that's funny because Shady said he really ain't open. And what do we know about our quarterback?
He's not throwing that.
Receivers, God bless them, respect them, because they have a skill set that I do not have. And I don't know a receiver that didn't feel like they weren't open.
They always think they're
always open. So I get where James Jones is coming from. But you have – well, we always say read the room.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you're dealing with. Know who you're dealing with. And I think Shady in that moment knew who he was dealing with. It was like, hey, yeah, he kind of ain't open, but he's open. AJ's open. Because AJ, we know how strong AJ is. Jalen's not going to take those chances, man. I can remember hearing, like thinking back now, where receivers would complain about Donovan, but it wasn't to the point where it was not egregious. It was like, oh, yeah, you know, five might not throw that. And it, you know, you move on because five was that dude. You know, you ain't about to criticize a quarterback like that.
Unless you're T.O.
Or they'll say, boy, five throws the ball really hard.
they'll
say that. Yeah, they'll say that. But it was never something that to this level. So, I mean, I say all that to say you got to know who you're dealing with. The fact that you said you brought this up yesterday. Chad Lewis was the leading reception catcher in the playoffs until Dallas Goedert beat that record.
Among Eagles tight ends, yep.
And think about that for a minute, people. That was when Donovan was here. He threw a lot of checkdowns. He didn't, like, in the playoffs. Think about the playoffs that we were in. I don't recall Donovan putting the ball in harm's way like that. You don't do that. I understand what people want to see. And do me this favor. Because when did Detroit play? Detroit plays Saturday, right?
Saturday night.
Watch the Detroit game. Watch what they do. I would almost guarantee you that the Detroit Lions offense that you saw at the beginning of the season is not going to be the offense that play. They're going to run the ball. Didn't they get their running back back? Or is he – there's a chance that he might get him back.
He practiced fully yesterday.
They are going to run the ball because they're not going to put the ball in harm's way. They're going to still do their offense. They're going to have the little passing play. But for the most part, I would not be surprised if the Detroit Lions kept the ball on the ground because that's their best chance to win. They're not about to do all that cute stuff to get to the play. This is the same thing that happens in the NBA. Half-court game, people. This is just watch the game and see what you see.
So I hear you on that, and I agree with you. The Lions that run Gibbs and Montgomery a lot this coming Saturday. But you said half-court game, right? Can we spin it back to the Eagles for a second?
Yes.
We had a half-court game. We didn't make a shot for a quarter. I'm like, that's – we gotta
no,
be –
and I'm not
– we got to be better.
That's not what I'm arguing. I'm not arguing that because you're right. And I'm not sitting here saying that this version of Jalen is good enough to win us the whole thing. But guess what? This version of Jalen is good enough to win this weekend.
One at a time?
That's it.
Would you call it the car note?
Yeah, I paid my car note already, Joe. I paid my car note. I got 30 days till the next one come up. I got 30 days. So I'm going to figure out.
Now you got, I'm budgeting for the next week already.
But I'm figuring out, like, once I start, like, I will give you this. Once I paid that car note, now I'm figuring out how I'm going to hustle up and get the money for the next one. Now I'm starting to do that. Now I'm getting myself in position to do that. But the bottom line is, I made it through that month. Ain't nobody, I ain't got to look out the window. I ain't got to look for the repo man. I ain't got to hide my ride. I ain't got to do nothing.
Nobody
of that.
Wants the repo
I ain't
man.
I got to do that. I ain't got to hide my car somewhere. All I know is, I got another month.
You ever had to do
to
that?
To figure it out.
Hide
nah,
your car.
I ain't never had, but I know some people who have.
Hide the car.
I know some people who had to hide their car because they didn't want the repo man to take it trying to get right.
Boy, that's a tough scene. All right. Can we hear one more from James Jones about Jalen? And if he does this, we'll be having a parade down Broad Street.
Again, a backup quarterback in the game. Right now we have Kenny Pickett in the game. You have A.J. Brown on this pylon route. I just want you to watch A.J. Brown. I want you to watch the quarterback. Acho, pause it right there, please. Is that open? And the quarterback already letting the ball go. He already letting the ball go because he knows that is 1-1, that is A.J. Brown, and I'm going to let the ball go. And look at what A.J. Brown does. They can win a Super Bowl if Jalen Hurts start letting the ball go.
Ooh, that line at the end. I mean, they can win a Super Bowl if he starts letting the ball go.
I hear what he's saying, but again, let's workshop this a little bit. Mm-hmm. If I'm Kenny Two Gloves and I'm trying to resurrect my career, what am I if I get an opportunity to play, what am I doing?
You gotta throw the ball.
To the guy that gives me the best chance of having success.
AJ
Brown.
Yeah, Jalen's in a different spot. He's trying
Tanner
to manage.
Jalen should
thing.
Be doing that too.
Tanner McKee, same thing. I'm not saying that Jalen, doesn't need to be doing that because you're right, Kyle, he does. But at the same time, we know Jalen's not going to take those chances.
Well, I want him to.
Well, I do wonder if they've coached it out of him. So much what happened earlier
maybe,
in the season.
Maybe that's the case.
Yeah, they've coached
maybe
the aggressiveness the out.
But again, you have to know who you're dealing with. I've seen Jalen throw it to AJ since I've been here when he was covered by three people.
Last year.
You remember that,
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when he threw it to him when he was covered by three people. And I think that's what a lot of people are thinking about. So it's not like Jalen won't do it for what – like it's not like Jalen can't do it. He's not doing it. We have to adapt and evolve.
Well,
you know?
They have with a defensive
you gotta,
team.
You got to adapt and evolve. And I
think defenses are going to start begging, like almost
and
challenging
might.
Him. We're taking everything else away. Throw it, man.
Not sitting here saying that this version of Jalen is good enough. Please hear what I'm saying to win the Super Bowl. But it's good enough to win this weekend. It's good enough to win this weekend. And that's all. My car note paid. If I paid it last week. I'm just trying to get this note ready for this
it
weekend.
It is funny. Well, you and I both paid our car note, but you're smiling and having a good time. I'm worried about that repo man down the street in Detroit. Like that's
going to bounce. Don't worry about the repo man. I'm not worried about the repo man.
Yet. All right, quickly, we got some update here on the coaching situation in the NFL, and it impacts the Eagles. So Kellen Moore officially requested for a Cowboys interview. But Kyle had a thought on this. So he's going to interview for the Cowboys job on Saturday? And then
Schefter said at some point this weekend ahead of the Rams game.
Okay, so, well, Sunday morning? Is that, was that what he...
Well.
I mean, it's only Saturday and Sunday. So he also has interviews with the Jaguars and Saints this, like, tomorrow. And
Friday and Saturday.
Is
three
his,
interviews this weekend.
Is his
and
head
a
in
game.
The game? Uh-oh.
Now, I will say this. I understand why people are up in arms because we've been through this. And the outcome of the last time we
were here. Jonathan
Gannon? Yeah. I know he probably hate that that interview. He hate that that information came out because I know that that gave a lot of Eagle fans heartburn when they heard that. Am I worried about it? Nah, because I still think that the matchup favors the Eagles, even though he is interviewing for a job.
Well, he's naturally distracted.
I still think the matchup favors the Eagles.
It does. So I have no, like, I'm not mad at Kellen Moore. He's got to take these interviews. He's trying to become a head coach. And this is more of an NFL issue. I wish they could change the structure to where these assistants don't have to interview the week they have a playoff game. It just feels like their mind is in a different place. And it's natural, right? Like, if you were interviewing for another job, would you be?
Hell, I've been through that, remember?
Would you be as locked in? Do you mean when you did your show from Atlanta when you were here?
I forgot where I was a couple times. It's one of them things.
Be honest. Do you half-ass some of those Atlanta shows that last month?
Well,
be honest.
You know what? To be honest, Joe, it's easy to do what we do because it's because I'm talking about sports and I'm still talking about sports. But now you're going into a job interview and. I've never interviewed for a head coach job, but I'm assuming you're being asked, how are you going to fix our team?
So you have to prepare to answer the question.
Yeah, and you probably have to be somewhat familiar with the personnel, which I'm pretty sure Coach Moore is pretty familiar.
Well, especially the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's pretty familiar with the personnel. So I don't think, and this is not me making an excuse. This is because it's comparing it to my situation and how what I had to do and coming up here. And him going back to Dallas. It's not like you have to do a whole lot of preparation because you're pretty familiar with the situation. So
you long talked your way, not saying because you didn't want to say the truth.
I was ready to go now.
You were ready to be back on WIP.
Yeah, I was ready to go and I was tired. But then again, me and my partner, I didn't get along with him too well. So, I was ready to leave.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of that.
I get it. All right, 215-592-9494. Right back to all the phone calls, Eagles passing issues. I think it's a big deal. Do you? Plus, we got a couple piece of audio from J.C. Kelce this morning. His take on the offense and Hurts, plus his thoughts on this game coming up against the Rams. That's next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. Coming up at 12 o'clock, what Jason Kelce said about this game against the Rams and the Eagles' passing attack. We'll get to the weather on Sunday. We could be having a snow game here in Philadelphia, and are we saved or screwed by this referee assignment? We'll get to all that over the course of the show. You're going to hear in this segment from James Jones, former NFL wide receiver, what he said after watching the Eagles and how they played against the Packers. Your phone calls here. Is this Eagles passing game a big deal, or is this much ado about nothing? Big V is in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Joe Gilio Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, Wiley Kyle got on me, but so I'm going to be a little more nicer. But
you know what? Shut up. Well, then bring it. What do you got for us, Big V? Come on, let's hear it.
It's much to do about nothing.
Of course it is, yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You look at Jalen, and he's doing the main thing that they asked him to do. Keeping the main thing the main thing.
Do you think they asked him not to complete a pass for two quarters on Sunday? Was that part of the plan?
No, they asked him, do not put the ball in harm's way. Mm-hmm. Do not throw an interception. And he's done that. And we're winning.
But
those are two of the main things that would cause us to lose. So why don't people just admit that, you know, they don't like Jalen? You know, rather than going through all this bull crap. Oh, the passing game. Cut it out.
Hold on. Big V, stop. Let's not pretend this is a top 10 passing game and people are still complaining about it. The complaints are warranted in that they don't throw the ball particularly well. And there's a concern that it could bite them at some point. I don't think that's about Jalen. It's about the reality of, I mean, they just had a win where they barely cracked 100 yards passing. I mean, that's odd. That doesn't happen very often in the NFL postseason.
Listen. Joe, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL would like to throw under 100 yards and still win. It's much to do about nothing.
So far. Big V, hold on. In the Philly season, their offense went up and down. They went cold. They chased pitches. And I kept hearing this wasn't a big deal because they have the best pitching staff in baseball, and they're going to shut everyone down. And they got to the playoffs, and what happened? They got hit, and their bats couldn't respond. Like, we need to be able to have a well-rounded attack to win the whole thing.
Well, see, here's the best thing about the Eagles. They are the most balanced offensive team in the NFL.
No, they're not. The Lions are. I mean, you're making things up here. The Lions. Wait a second. Lions throw for more yards and run for nearly as many. They're more well-rounded on offense. Now, we have a better defense, and Hugh's pointed this out, and obviously that's going to be potentially next week. We're a more well-rounded team, not a more well-rounded offense than them. That's just not true, Big V.
I think that our balance is complementary. We've got a passing game. Jalen has enough weapons to throw to, okay? The whole issue is that Jalen is being extremely cautious. But it still wins. Let's keep it the main thing. We're still winning. Mm. And Jalen consistently progresses in terms of what he does. Now, everybody saw that exciting game where Jalen's hot. He's throwing in Pittsburgh. Everybody wants that. I can understand that. You want the show. You want the flash. You want the glory. You want him to look spectacular. But here's the thing. If I got my choice between winning and looking bad, or not quite impressive, or looking spectacular and losing, I'm going to take the win.
Well, of course, everyone would, Big V. You're not breaking any news with that one. I mean, that's of course we're going to choose to win. We're going to want to win. The point is, can they win like this in the biggest games?
Joe, read the room. Hugh's laughing because it's called checkmate.
No, it's not.
Is that why I'm laughing?
It's called you being silly, and I'm just having fun with you. Like, of course. You see, you're saying something like, would you rather go outside and it's beautiful weather, or it's extreme hot, extreme cold? Like, you would do rather nice weather. Like, that of course.
And that analogy didn't help you. You want to try something else?
Well, no, yours didn't make any sense, Big V. Well, no, that's all right. We're done with Big V here. All right, can we go to Ken and Cinnamon Sin? What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So am I the only one who's finding the irony in Hugh Douglas saying, don't worry, because defense is going to carry the day?
It's the irony's thick.
Ken, it's no irony. I never said that. Like, see, this is, I think, where a lot of people got misunderstood or misconstrued was, I said defense is a luxury, not a necessity. And I still believe that. But we got a good defense. I never said we didn't. But see, somehow this has morphed into, I hate the defense. I've never said that. I just said you don't need a defense to win a Super Bowl. And I still believe that.
But this team does. Right?
I'm not attacking you, Hugh.
I'm not. I don't feel attacked. I'm trying to explain it because a lot of times, I mean, especially this week with the beard and everything, people felt like I was anti-defense. And that wasn't the case. I still feel the way that I feel. I honored the bet, but I still feel the way that I feel. It's not a necessity.
Hey, man, you believe it? You believe it. Stick to your good man. Stick to what you believe. No, I am going to attack Joe, though, and Kyle, who, you know, I think I'm going to have a whole case of Depends or Huggies sent down there for you guys so that, you know, while you're wetting your pants for the rest of the week, you'll be protected. The whole thing that we're missing here is that this is an offense that is not dependent on Jalen Hurts throwing for 300 yards, throwing for, you know, five touchdowns. Joe, I've been telling you since before the Baltimore game that when you were out there and you've consistently been saying basically the same thing, which is eventually Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw them back into a game because they're going to be behind by three touchdowns.
Well, I never said three touchdowns. I said 10 points. But yet, well, so far, it hasn't happened.
Well, and I told you before the Baltimore game they would not trail by more than 10 points the rest of the season, and they haven't. They don't give up points. So the thing about this is the game that Jalen played against the Rams the last time they played the Rams was one of the best games he played all year.
I agree with you on that. I like the way he played that. Yep.
And he had 180 yards passing, I think. So this notion that eventually Jalen Hurts is going to have to light up the skies for this team to win is wrong. We're just not accustomed to seeing this kind of football in 2025. I am not saying that Jalen Hurts played a great game last Sunday. I'm not saying that. I'm not even coming close to suggesting that. But even in the worst games he's played this year, go back to the Carolina game, because that was the game that started all the controversy with AJ and, you know, we need a better passing game and all that stuff. Even in that game, Jalen Hurts made four or five plays that are difference-making plays to win the game. All you need out of your quarterback in this offense is for him to not turn the football over, which he has turned the football over in one game since the bye. That's it. Don't turn the football over and make four or five plays when you need them. And Jalen Hurts is the kind of guy who can make those plays. He's not Sam Darnold. So this notion that, you know, if they go to Detroit, all of a sudden now they're going to be this aerial shootout and it's going to be, you know, back and forth up and down the field. If it's back and forth up and down the field, they're going to lose because this team is not built to win that way. So this you just have to – if the guy plays within the framework of the offense, if he's in complete command of the offense, if I see Jalen Hurts go out and look exactly like he looked the last time they played the Rams, where he's in complete command of the offense, every decision he makes is right, he's doing the right things with the football, he's not turning it over, who cares if he has 180 yards passing? He needs to be in command of the offense. Every good quarterback is a game manager. It is not an insult to call a guy.
I agree with that. But the point you made about next week in Detroit, if it's up and down the field, it's over. Like, I'm just supposed to shrug my shoulders and say they can't score enough to win, that we're done? Like, that doesn't feel right.
It's not the way this team is built. And, oh, by the way, this, you know, first of all, let's get the snowball.
But I disagree with that. It's what we have accepted. They are built that way. They spent 250 million. They spent two. It's like, Tim, this is like telling me last year's Phillies aren't built to come back if their pitching fails. Last year's Phillies spent $1 billion on their offense and became a pitching team. That's the reality. They spent $330 million on the outfielder or became a first baseman. They spent $300 on a shortstop. They spent $100 on a right fielder, $100 on a left fielder that became a DH. They spent close to $1 billion on their offense to become a pitching team, and then their offense failed, and we were supposed to shrug our shoulders and say, well, the pitching failed? The Eagles spent $250 million on a quarterback, $100 million on two receivers, and they have all these great offensive linemen. And I'm supposed to just say if the Detroit scores 30 next weekend, oh, well, we tried. The offense needs to keep up.
Can I respond to that?
Yes.
Is there a quarterback in the NFL that you can think of that would have had the opportunity
to make the play that Jalen Hurts made to Jahad Dotson in the back of the end zone?
No.
There's not, because there's only one quarterback in the NFL that gets to play football behind that offensive line. This team is built to win at the line of scrimmage. It's why they're good every year. It's why they're hardly ever, you know, irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
They had the one bad year. This team is built on the line of scrimmage, to win on the line of scrimmage. Yeah, they pay wide receivers. Yeah, they paid the quarterback. Everybody has to pay the quarterback. Everybody has to pay wide receivers if you're going to have wide receivers. But if you look at the way this team is built, if you look at the way this team prioritizes in the draft, they prioritize the line of scrimmage for the most part. This team is built to win along the line of scrimmage. That's what wins them football games.
I agree with that. I agree.
What that allows you to do is win football games in a number of different ways. You can win football games running it. You can win football games throwing it. I have no doubt that if the Eagles need to throw the ball 30 times to beat somebody, that they're going to be in a better position to do that than any other team in the league, because they can do that with the best offensive line in the NFL protecting their quarterback and affording him the time to make the throw.
They have that. But I wouldn't agree they're better than anybody else. I mean, if you're telling me it's a shootout and it's a throwing game, the Buffalo's in a good spot. The Chiefs are in a good spot. The Lions are in a good spot. Their quarterbacks have played at a higher level. I just think we've accepted this, Kyle. I think it's become...
What's that?
We've accepted that their passing game isn't very good. It wasn't supposed to be this way.
Copium.
It is. It's total. Like, not a big deal.
This is like, wasn't supposed to be this, like
is, this. That's why I keep going back to the Phillies. Did anyone, when they built the team, think, there'll be a pitching team? No, when they signed Harper and Turner and Schwarber and Castellanos, they're supposed to smash their way to a championship.
But we don't learn our lessons here. We were 10-1 last year, and everyone yelled at us for yelling about the defense sucking and everything else that was wrong with the team. And then what happened?
It cost them.
Of course it did.
It cost them. All right, let's hear from James Jones, former wide receiver. Can we get an offensive guy's perspective on this? Because, you know, on this show we have a defensive guy in Hugh Douglas, who took sacks away. Well, used to be defensive guy. We have me. We have Kyle. How about we hear from James Jones? This was interesting. He watched the film. Here's what he said, FS1, about Jalen Hurts, the passing game of these wide receivers.
Jalen Hurts really has us forgetting how good these dudes are. These dudes ain't just always wide open. Throw the ball over there and they'll make you right. Right here, Jalen Hurts ain't even in the game. He ain't even in the game. And the backup quarterbacks know, throw it over there his way. McKee knows, throw it over there his way. Right here. We just got a straight go ball in the red zone. Pause it right there, Acho, for me. Is that open, Shady? Is that, just help me. Is that open?
It's really not, but it's AJ. He's always
open. It's AJ Brown. Throw it over there and giving them opportunity. Ain't nobody open, just like they always show on the tape. But that is open when AJ Brown is on your football team.
I just think that's funny because Shady said he really ain't open. And what do we know about our quarterback?
He's not throwing that.
Receivers, God bless them, respect them, because they have a skill set that I do not have. And I don't know a receiver that didn't feel like they weren't open.
They always think
they're always open. So I get where James Jones is coming from. But you have – well, we always say read the room.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you're dealing with. Know who you're dealing with. And I think Shady in that moment knew who he was dealing with. It was like, hey, yeah, he kind of ain't open, but he's open. AJ's open. Because AJ, we know how strong AJ is. Jalen's not going to take those chances, man. I can remember hearing, like thinking back now, where receivers would complain about Donovan, but it wasn't to the point where it was not egregious. It was like, oh, yeah, you know, five might not throw that. And it, you know, you move on because five was that dude. You know, you ain't about to criticize a quarterback like that.
Unless you're T.O.
Or they'll say, boy, five throws the ball really hard.
they'll say that.
But it was never something that to this level. So, I mean, I say all that to say you got to know who you're dealing with. The fact that you said you brought this up yesterday. Chad Lewis was the leading reception catcher in the playoffs until Dallas Goedert beat that record.
Among Eagles tight ends, yep.
And think about that for a minute, people. That was when Donovan was here. He threw a lot of checkdowns. He didn't, like, in the playoffs. Think about the playoffs that we were in. I don't recall Donovan putting the ball in harm's way like that. You don't do that. I understand what people want to see. And do me this favor. Because when did Detroit play? Detroit plays Saturday, right?
Saturday night.
Watch the Detroit game. Watch what they do. I would almost guarantee you that the Detroit Lions offense that you saw at the beginning of the season is not going to be the offense that play. They're going to run the ball. Didn't they get their running back back? Or is he – there's a chance that he might get him back.
No, he practiced fully yesterday.
They are going to run the ball because they're not going to put the ball in harm's way. They're going to still do their offense. They're going to have the little passing play. But for the most part, I would not be surprised if the Detroit Lions kept the ball on the ground because that's their best chance to win. They're not about to do all that cute stuff to get to the play. This is the same thing that happens in the NBA. Half-court game, people. This is just watch the game and see what you see.
So I hear you on that, and I agree with you. The Lions will run Gibbs and Montgomery a lot this coming Saturday. But you said half-court game, right? Can we spin it back to the Eagles for a second?
Yes.
We had a half-court game. We didn't make a shot for a quarter. I'm like, that's – we gotta
no,
be –
and I'm not
– we got to be better.
That's not what I'm arguing. I'm not arguing that because you're right. And I'm not sitting here saying that this version of Jalen is good enough to win us the whole thing. But guess what? This version of Jalen is good enough to win this weekend.
One at a time?
That's it.
Would you call it the car note?
Yeah, I paid my car note already, Joe. I paid my car note. I got 30 days till the next one come up. I got 30 days. So I'm going to figure out.
Now you got, how I'm budgeting for the next week already.
But I'm figuring out, like, once I start, like, I will give you this. Once I paid that car note, now I'm figuring out how I'm going to hustle up and get the money for the next one. Now I'm starting to do that. Now I'm getting myself in position to do that. But the bottom line is, I made it through that month. Ain't nobody, I ain't got to look out the window. I ain't got to look for the repo man. I ain't got to hide my ride. I ain't got to do nothing.
Nobody
of that.
Wants the repo man.
I ain't
got to
do that. I ain't got to hide my car somewhere. All I know is, I got another month.
You ever had to do
to
that?
To figure it out.
Hide
nah,
your car.
I ain't never had. But I know some people who have.
Hide the car.
I know some people who had to hide their car because they didn't want the repo man to take it trying to get right.
Boy, that's a tough scene. All right. Can we hear one more from James Jones about Jalen? And if he does this, we'll be having a parade down Broad Street.
Again, a backup quarterback in the game. Right now we have Kenny Pickett in the game. You have A.J. Brown on this pylon route. I just want you to watch A.J. Brown. I want you to watch the quarterback. Acho, pause it right there, please. Is that open? And the quarterback already letting the ball go. He already letting the ball go because he knows that is 1-1. That is A.J. Brown, and I'm going to let the ball go. And look at what A.J. Brown does. They can win a Super Bowl if Jalen Hurts start letting the ball go.
Ooh, that line at the end. I mean, they can win a Super Bowl if he starts letting the ball go.
I hear what he's saying, but again, let's workshop this a little bit. Mm-hmm. If I'm Kenny Two Gloves and I'm trying to resurrect my career, what am I if I get an opportunity to play, what am I doing?
You gotta throw the ball.
To the guy that gives me the best chance of having success.
AJ
Brown.
Yeah, Jalen's in a different spot. He's trying
Tanner
to
McKee.
Jalen should
thing.
Be doing that too.
Tanner McKee, same thing. I'm not saying that Jalen doesn't need to be doing that because you're right, Kyle, he does. But at the same time, we know Jalen's not going to take those chances.
Well, I want him to.
Well, I do wonder if they've coached it out of him. So much what happened earlier
maybe,
in the season.
Maybe that's the case.
Yeah, they've coached
maybe
the aggressiveness
the
out.
But again, you have to know who you're dealing with. I've seen Jalen throw it to AJ since I've been here. When he was covered by three people.
Last year.
You remember that,
Joe?
Yeah. I remember when he threw it to him when he was covered by three people. And I think that's what a lot of people are thinking about. So it's not like Jalen won't do it it's not like Jalen can't do it. He's not doing it. We have to adapt and evolve.
Well,
you know?
They have with a defensive
you gotta,
team.
You got to adapt and evolve. And I
think defenses are going to start begging, like almost challenging
might.
Him. We're taking everything else away. Throw it, man.
Not sitting here saying that this version of Jalen is good enough. Please hear what I'm saying to win the Super Bowl. But it's good enough to win this weekend. It's good enough to win this weekend. And that's all. My car note paid. I paid it last week. I'm just trying to get this note ready for this
it
weekend.
It is funny. Well, you and I both paid our car note, but you're smiling and having a good time. I'm worried about that repo man down the street in Detroit. Like
I don't worry about the repo man. I'm not worried about the repo man. Yet.
All right, quickly, we got some update here on the coaching situation in the NFL, and it impacts the Eagles. So Kellen Moore officially requested for a Cowboys interview. But Kyle had a thought on this. So he's going to interview for the Cowboys job on Saturday? And then
Schefter said at some point this weekend ahead of the Rams game.
Okay, so, well, Sunday morning? Is that what he I mean, it's only Saturday and Sunday. So he also has interviews with the Jaguars and Saints this, like, tomorrow. And
Friday
Saturday.
And Saturday. Three interviews this weekend.
Is his
and
head
a
in
game.
The game? Uh-oh.
Now, I will say this. I understand why people are up in arms because we've been through this. And the outcome of the last time we
were in. With
Jonathan Gannon? Yeah. I know he probably hate that interview. He hate that information came out because I know that gave a lot of Eagle fans heartburn when they heard that. Am I worried about it? Nah, because I still think that the matchup favors the Eagles, even though he is interviewing for a job.
Well, he's naturally distracted.
I still think the matchup favors the Eagles.
It does. So I have no, like, I'm not mad at Kellen Moore. He's got to take these interviews. He's trying to become a head coach. And this is more of an NFL issue. I wish they could change the structure to where these assistants don't have to interview the week they have a playoff game. It just feels like their mind is in a different place. And it's natural, right? Like, if you were interviewing for another job, would you
Hell, I've been through that, remember?
Would you be as locked in? Do you mean when you did your show from Atlanta when you were here?
I forgot where I was a couple times. I mean, it's one of them things.
Be honest. Do you half-ass some of those Atlanta shows that last month?
Well,
be honest.
You know what? To be honest, Joe, it's easy to do what we do because it's because I'm talking about sports and I'm still talking about sports. But now you're going into a job interview and. I've never interviewed for a head coach job, but I'm assuming you're being asked, how are you going to fix our team?
So you have to prepare to answer the question.
Yeah, and you probably have to be somewhat familiar with the personnel, which I'm pretty sure Coach Moore is pretty familiar.
Well, especially the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's pretty familiar with the personnel. So I don't think, and this is not me making an excuse. This is because it's comparing it to my situation and how what I had to do and coming up here. And him going back to Dallas. It's not like you have to do a whole lot of preparation because you're pretty familiar with the situation.
You long talked your way. We're not saying because you didn't want to say the truth.
I was ready to go now.
You were ready to be back on WIP.
Yeah, I was ready to go and I was tired. But then again, me and my partner, I didn't get along with him too well. So, I was ready to leave.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of that.
I get it. All right, 215-592-9494. Right back to all the phone calls, Eagles passing issues. I think it's a big deal. Do you? Plus, we got a couple piece of audio from J.C. Kelce this morning, his take on the offense and Hurts, plus his thoughts on this game coming up against the Rams. That's next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.